You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The premier baseball show in Chicago. Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel.
Here comes the 0-1. Driven in the air, deep left center field. It's got a chance. He's done it again. Michael Busch, a home run. And the Cubs get on the board. It's now a 2-1 Cardinal lead. All of a sudden, he's got 18 home runs as they are coming in bunches. And to answer your question, yesterday's box score, 4-3-4-5. And today's is 1-1-1-1. Base is empty and the 2-2 pitch from Helsley. And Busch swings and misses and the ball game is over. The Cardinals have beaten the Cubs 8-6 here at Wrigley.
And it's looking like a good decision. Montgomery in the air to right center field. This one continues to go back and it's going to go off the wall. Montgomery racing around second. He's looking for three. An RBI triple for Colson Montgomery. First run batted in here in the big leagues.
Within feet of hitting his first major league home run, collects his first major league hit and a triple to boot. And the next thing you know, a base hit, you're down 2-0.
Colson Montgomery, the throw over, and that'll do it. White Sox with a dominant 10-3 win. And we'll win back-to-back games here on the road for the first time since mid-May in Cincinnati.
It's time for Hit and Run with your host, Matt Spiegel.
Sing it. Sunday morning. I had to let the low brass sing. That's for all of you trombone enthusiasts, baritone saxophone enthusiasts, bass trombone enthusiasts, all you tuba lovers out there, you euphonium people out there. You know who you are. Good morning, everybody. It is Hit and Run, the venerable baseball show, not vulnerable baseball show. On 670 The Score, I am Matt Spiegel. I'm your host. Hope everyone is doing well. We've got two guests that I'm really looking forward to talking to on the show, but there's an air of sadness around the whole baseball world here in Chicago because of the passing of Bobby Jenks. And we'll talk about that in just a couple of moments. But Sean Sears is my dude. He is here and producing and has a show packed full of goodness, along with myself. Sean and I texting all week long with ideas. And then I went to the ballpark yesterday at Wrigley, and boy, that was 102 degrees on the field, I do believe. And my seats, I went with my sister, which was a lovely opportunity and experience to Folks, if you're a man in your 50s and you have a sister, when's the last time you sat with your sister at a ball game and just, you know, hung out and talked for 3 hours? I recommend it. It was a very good experience, especially since, as a lot of you know, we lost our dad about 3.5 weeks ago. So, and he was such a baseball fan. It was really great to be there. But anyway, I spoke to Cade Horton of the Cubs before the game in the clubhouse, and he will join us at 11:20. Very much looking forward to talking to the young fireballing starting pitcher for the Cubs, who was really terrific on Thursday. That was a night when the Score Air staff was all invited to be there for the celebration of 100 years of Cubs on the radio. So we got to watch Cade and argue about whether he should go back out there for the seventh. David Hall was a no. I was a yes. And then Horton went back out there for the seventh. I shared that with Cade yesterday in the clubhouse, and he laughed. He said, oh, I love that you guys were arguing about that. I love that. So it's probably where we'll start with Cade Horton. Chris Burke, who does tremendous work on college baseball for ESPN, had the chance to drop in and do Cubs and Guardians on Wednesday with Kyle Peterson and with our friend Boog Shambi. And Chris Burke will join us at 10 o'clock. Very much looking forward to that. Chris Burke, the former Astro. And, you know, it's crazy. And I've been talking to Chris and booked him officially yesterday. And this morning, as I'm locking him in, I said, hey, did you face Bobby Jenks in that World Series? And he said, yep. And then I looked it up, and there it is. Chris Burke recorded the second out of the ninth inning of game four of the World Series. So that is fortuitous. We'll talk with Chris, among other things, what it was like to face Bobby. And there's all kinds of stuff to deal with from the Cubs and the White Sox. You heard some good stuff there in the open. Welcome to the show, Colson Montgomery. On any other kind of week, we'd probably be driving with the Colson Montgomery stuff. And Colson with an incredible catch on Friday, going back as a shortstop to make that insane catch. And you've got it, Sean. I see you grabbing. I see you running for it. That's okay. If you got to play it, babe, you don't need me. You know what you're doing. Oh, now he's getting it. See? See, I embarrassed you. Told you you were ready. You weren't ready. It's okay. Anyway, Colson with a great catch on Friday. And then yesterday, the triple off the high plexiglass in right field at Coors and two other hits. And yesterday, he made a throw on a double play from second base. And you're like, whoo, there's all the smoke right there on that shortstop arm. That is a very talented and skilled dude. We'll see if there's too much swing and miss for him to survive at the bigs. That's the big question. We'll see if once pitchers get a book on him, he's got the ability to adjust. All of that is coming. But for now, we can celebrate the arrival of Colson Montgomery and say, you know what? Those Corey Seager comps look kind of understandable after a couple games.
Broken bat, a flare to left field. Montgomery, will he get there? Oh, what a catch! In his big league debut, you see what Colson Montgomery can do. Welcome to the show.
That was a good call. That was a damn good call by John Schriffen. Give it up, man. That was fun. Glad you found it and played it. I was listening on the radio. I was listening to Lennon DJ while synced up. That's how I roll. But, man, that was a nice call. So, anyway, congrats to Colson and you, the Sox fans, if you're looking at him and saying, there's another piece. Look at my guy. We got a guy. We got, what is it, 10 rookies? It's unbelievable. And then for the Cubs yesterday, disappointing loss. I keep thinking about the play where Brad Keller and Carson Kelly both did not go for the bunt in the middle of the five-run inning. And, Sean, if we have that play as called by our radio guys, I'd love to know the way that they talked about it. I was there in the stands and watching, and that's Kelly's ball. But Keller is understandably trying to be aggressive, and he had just given up the home run. So I wondered if he was in his own head a little bit in terms of being a little too aggressive. And then at the last minute, Keller backs off, but by then Kelly had already decided to go behind Keller, thinking that Keller was going to come in and get it. So they both sort of bailed on it at the last second. And that was a big moment. Of course, the home run by Pozo is bigger, and the home run initially was also bigger. Who hit the solo shot? Who hit the deep? Was it Wynn? I forget who it was. It was Burleson. That's right. Oh, it was Burleson because there was an opposite field shot, but it was way up the bleachers. It was an absolute bomb. So anyway, it's one loss in a season where the Cubs are doing well. And there are certainly things to talk about from it. The biggest takeaway from Cubs-Cardinals right now, or the Cubs right now, is Michael Busch getting starts against a lefty and succeeding. Second start this week for Busch against the lefty. And that home run to start it off against Liberatore. And then the two other hits. And he needed a triple for the cycle in his last two at-bats. Didn't get there. But my goodness, Michael Busch, you have arrived. I don't know when the next time Justin Turner starts against a lefty is, but I hope it's not soon. I'll be honest. Michael Busch is an everyday first baseman. He's announced himself that way. The OPS is what, up to 945, something like that? Probably going to make the All-Star game tonight, people. This is probably a well-timed enough push, and if he doesn't make it tonight, I bet he makes it as a replacement in the coming days. So, yeah, that's the other thing, is that All-Stars get announced tonight, and we'll see who is there. So a lot to discuss with that, but we've discussed a lot of it, and we will along the way. I'm itching to talk about Bobby Jenks, who passed away at age 44 from stomach cancer. We will discuss all of these things on Hit and Run. 312-644-6767 is the phone number. I am broadcasting live from the Hyundai Score Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. Tonight is the Cubs-Cardinals series finale from Wrigley Field. Pregame coverage begins at 4:35 with first pitch at 5:10 p.m. The only broadcast of tonight's game can be heard on The Score and on the Southwest Airlines Cubs Radio Network. By the way, you're listening to 670 The Score, which can now be heard on both the Odyssey and the iHeartRadio apps. It's so weird to say. It reminds me of when the Sun-Times was getting printed in the Tribune buildings for a while. Like, what are we doing? What's going on here? Huh? I'm confused. You know? I mean, I guess it's sort of like the Rays playing in the Yankees stadium down in spring training, now that I think about it. If you have other suggestions, feel free to send them along at 312-644-6767. Anyway, I was deeply saddened by the news about Bobby Jenks. I knew he was sick. I think a lot of us and most of us knew he was sick. But it's just so sad that his life would end this young, at 44. And you immediately get images of that dude so full of joy and passion on the baseball field to go with the talent and the athleticism. Yes, athletic. And man, the stuff as a pitcher was absolutely filthy. Look, Bobby as a dude, there were demons. I don't know exactly what they were. I love to psychologically profile people and athletes and try to have empathy for what they're going through. I don't know what it was or is what it was for Bobby Jenks, but I know how those demons manifested in him with food, right? With booze, with drugs sometimes. And he was open about that. And it was part of what went down, why the Angels waved him. They waved him because of those demons and how they manifested. And the Angels stopped believing that Bobby could conquer them. And those demons, let's face it, they manifest for a lot of us, right? They do. And they manifest in that way for a lot of us. But the White Sox took a chance and he blossomed here. I know that outwardly, Bobby Jenks projected incredible happiness and passion for life, and that his teammates loved him. Absolutely loved him. And boy, could he throw. I mean, this stuff, hitting 100, hitting 101, hitting 102. People do it now with so much frequency that we forget that even 20 years ago, that dude was an anomaly. the breaking stuff was filthy to go along with it. So you're talking about incredible fastball and incredible secondary pitch and the ability to control it. Once he got that job as a closer, at the tail end of 2005, Sox fans will remember they started with Shingo Takatsu as the closer. Dustin Hermanson was real good along the way. And then Bobby took over. He had six saves in the regular season. But Ozzie Guillen knew that Bobby Jenks had the stuff and had the fearlessness. And that's the thing about that job. We know that job, right? You cannot fear anything when you're out there. You got to have swagger, confidence, belief, and just put it over the plate, man. How many times do we talk about it for any number of pitchers? Bobby was a competitor, throwing strikes and going directly at people. And so as he found that role, as he found that purpose and that success, the fans got to watch the whole package, got to see the whole thing. The joy and the passion coming out of Bobby. That big body as manifestation of the demons, but he wore it well. And I can relate. Sometimes it can be worn well for a while. Bobby's ability to take a ribbing. How about Ozzie Guillen calling to the bullpen with a fat joke? I mean, he basically ribbed Bobby as he called him in to do a job you need supreme confidence for. Think about that. And Bobby came in and laughed and then was confident and was excellent. And boy, was he excellent. He made the All-Star team and got 40 or more saves in both 2006 and 2007. That's after the World Series. He had 173 saves over 6 years with the White Sox, the second most in franchise history. 2007, he retired 41 consecutive batters. Think about that, man. Let's imagine a one-inning save. I mean, that is, what, that's almost, how many outs is that? That's 10, that's 13, that's more than 13 innings. Almost 14 innings of perfection as a closer in a row. 41 consecutive hitters, only to see Mark Burley then break that record after his perfect game in 2009. But Bobby was really, really good. And you got to watch him be all of that. Your Bobby Jenks experience was part of winning. That's what makes him immortal. He's the man who got the last out of the World Series. That is a very special thing. You got the last out of the World Series, Sean? Go ahead and play it.
Tying run at second, two out. Palmeiro over the head of Jenks. Uribe charges, throws, out! And the White Sox have won the World Series. Juan Uribe with a play, charging it, throwing it, and the White Sox celebrate their first title in 88 years.
So that moment, Bobby's out there on the mound. And all of that joy, all of that excitement for you, the fan, and for the team, it all gets focused on Bobby. That's the magic of being in that role. When you're Mike Montgomery and you get the last out for the Cubs in 16. When you're Chris Sale and you get the last out for the Red Sox in 2018. And any number of other examples. You're the guy that everybody runs to. Everybody ran to Bobby Jenks to celebrate that, including A.J. Pruszynski, who talked about it last night.
I'll never forget jumping into Bobby Jenks's arms. And listen, I caught his first outing. It was against Tampa, I believe it was. And he punched out two guys. Johnny Gomes, I think, was one of them. Just blew it by him. And they had no chance. And I remember thinking, man, if this guy gets out there, he has no chance.
So A.J. running to him. And and that focus, that makes him immortal. And, you know, like, we had to watch him decay, too. That's a cruel part of the whole thing sometimes, as it started to fall apart with the White Sox. And then he goes to Boston, and there's injuries there. And if we dug around in Bobby Jenks' post-playing career, you saw him struggle there, too. But he would emerge, and he would entertain as a manager, in the league, in the Frontier League. And it was a big part of the identity of the Frontier League there for a while, and was incredibly entertaining. You'll hear a little bit of that. He was on the air with me and Ryan McGuffey a couple years ago. But man, it was incredible to see Bobby and to hear Bobby talk about that. I'm sure his life had ups and downs with a million things I don't know about. And then he got sick. And God or nature or fate has decided that Bobby Jenks is done. And it's incredibly sad. So this is how it works. This is how life works. And we get a chance to talk about him and think about him a little bit. And it's been on my mind. So wanted to discuss with you. He's an immortal to baseball fans forever, because he's on the mound when the White Sox win. And he was terrific and fun to watch and all of that. So we can talk about that with you. Love to know your thoughts. And everything regarding the Cubs and Sox right now. We are open for phone calls in hour number one. I would get in if I were you. There'll be other spots in the 10 o'clock hour, maybe a little in the 11. But we have Chris Burke on at 10 o'clock to talk Cubs and facing Bobby Jenks and College World Series and more. And then we've got Cade Horton at 11:20. And along the way, we will do Team of the Moment. Get your bets in to Southside Ron to see who's going to be the Team of the Moment. Maybe you know who that is. We will celebrate the awful, awful run that the Yankees are having. Good for them. Does that make me a bad guy?
No, we love to see that.
Yeah, I think we do. Something about it feels nice. And I got a ton of other thoughts that I want to get to with you. But right now we open the phone lines and your text at 312-644-6767. You want to talk Cubs All-Stars, White Sox All-Stars, Michael Busch, Colson Montgomery debut, anything you want. And, of course, Bobby Jenks mixed in. 670 The Score is where you are. It's Matt Spiegel. This is Hit and Run. Keep listening. Thank you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
There's a chopper. Come on, one. And Bobby Jenks has tied a major league record, retiring 41 consecutive hitters from a reliever's role, not a starter. Unbelievable.
I tell you what, I'm still nasty at 55 feet throwing BP, so who knows what we got at 60.
If you reared back and gave it everything you could, how hard could you throw it right now?
Well, honestly, I mean, I've had to change a lot of things, but I mean, I can still do a lot of things, but when it came to pitch, I had to just go so rotational right now, so it won't ever be the same, but I still got 90 in the tank. Come on.
Ooh. Oh, man!
Dude had 90 in the tank. Was that a year and a half ago? We talked to him? Goodness. When Bobby was managing in the Frontier League. Oh, God. See, he said, I got to go. What do you say? I got to go rotational, or he can't go rotational. So it's like it takes athleticism to be a great pitcher, man. There's nothing more, there's nothing more awkward in terms of like basic team sport activities than throwing the ball over and over and over again. Like asking your arm and your body to do that is outrageous. It's a crazy ask of your body to throw it that hard. That's why, folks, people's arms break all the time. Did you see that Spencer Schwellenbach's elbow got fractured this week? Hurts my fantasy team. He's a terrific pitcher and a great story. Spencer Schwellenbach thinks that his elbow fractured just by the velocity, just by the fact that he's throwing that hard that much. Or it could have been, theoretically, some of the breaking stuff he's throwing and the way that he snaps. He doesn't know. But he believes it was just the velocity. It made his bone crack, people. The elbow fractured. It's a crazy thing. But Bobby Jenks was able to do it, and at a very, very high level. Taking your phone calls on Cubs and Sox and Jenks on Hit and Run. This is Marty in Highland Park. Good morning, Marty. What's happening?
Hey, Speaks. Bobby Jenks will live forever in the most famous and important photograph any Sox fan will ever see, with AJ jumping on him.
Right.
But what I wanted to bring up was, in honor of Jenks, is how the 2005 Sox team doesn't get its props. On the field, it wasn't that great a team, but what they accomplished was incredible. They are one of two teams in history to be in first place from the first day to the last day and sweep the World Series.
Wow.
They went 11-1 in the playoffs. They had four complete game victories in the playoffs. And Pat Sajak couldn't even remember that they won the World Series. I mean,
See, Sox fans come by that chip on the shoulder, honestly, folks. I mean, think about it. That, like, sometimes we make fun of the Sox fan and the Sox organization inferiority complex that comes out. But think about that. Sajak couldn't remember. ESPN left you off lists. I know. I get it. It just ain't right. Boy, I love that. Two teams ever to be in first place from day one to the end and sweep the World Series. That's the big sample, folks, and the small sample. That is showing up for both ends of the baseball spectrum in dominant fashion. That's good stuff, Marty. Thanks, man. Let's go to Ron on the south side on the score. Ron, do not say who you think the team of the moment is, because you're probably
right
this week.
No, I know not to do that, but let me. I had to think. Thanks, Martin. That was some real, real good information. And thank you and Sean just for the tribute. My memories of him is when Ozzy would do the hand gesture. Ozzy would have his hands up and wag them. It doesn't get any better than that, right, Speed?
It doesn't get it. I mean, it's entertaining, but I was struck by it, and I hadn't really thought about it much until I was talking in segment one. This is a job where you need to have supreme confidence, and his manager's making a fat joke at him, like on his way out to do it. It's
I'm gonna do two other things real quick. We've been waiting for the dude, Speed. Chase Meerdroff, all the other players, they're nice players. Here's the dude. This is for the White Sox, and I've been saying it to everybody during the week. This is who I was waiting for. Yeah, and I know, Speed, you say, hey, you know, they're playing a little better. I was waiting for our dude. This is who you drafted.
Yeah.
This is who you have drafted. And so that's where they said, you're playing the key position. Yeah, I don't know how good he'll be as a shortstop, but all those things come into play. So now I am very excited. And last thing, you and Sean were talking last week, and you all mentioned about the song to Team of the Moment. And then you said, well, Sean, you know, okay, Speed, just like when you watch Cheers, you had to hear the opening, right? All popular television programs, you wanted to hear the opening. So that plays a big part. Now, the highlights you play, see, that all depends. that all depends on me, who, what it is. But, dog, so just, but yeah, all the best to the Jinx family. And that last out call sound just is good. And look here, I got my team written down. And so I'll be listening. I can get
Thank
back
you,
over Chef. 500.
Thank you, Ron. Appreciate it. And Ron, yeah, some of the listeners are very disappointed that Ron doesn't pay out. Like they've made bets. They've placed their bets. I think they've done it via the text line. Maybe I haven't forwarded it to Ron. You know, he makes a good point about Colson Montgomery. Chase Meidroth, nice player, picked up just this past year in a trade acquisition. Kyle Teal, nice catcher. I like Kyle Teal. Picked up, trade acquisition. Edgar Caro, been here a couple of years, trade acquisition. You know? Shane Smith, just got here. He's pitching tonight. We'll see if he can bounce back. Rule 5 pick from Milwaukee. Just brand new. Colson Montgomery, that dude was drafted in the first round in 2021. You have been hearing for a while, as Sox fans, about your own guy drafted by your own org. Different regime, you know, in terms of Getz, but Getz was the development guy, right? Getz was here then. So anyway, this is your guy that you're supposed to have been developed and you're supposed to deliver. And just this past year, it's a big deal that they sent him out to Arizona to swing school in the middle of the minor league season, and he has come back and hit very well. And now here he is, and he's got star potential. I don't know whether it's going to happen, whether he's going to do it, but you've seen the full package here in the first couple games. Some real good defense, that triple off the top of the wall, a couple extra singles, big arm. So I love that Ron is leaning in and feeling it and was waiting for this guy as an emblem, possibly, of what you can become. 312-644-6767. Ben is in Queens and is on Hit and Run this morning. What do you say, Ben?
Okay, I got three thoughts. First of all, with the White Sox and Bobby Jenks, Marty is right. That 2005 team was great. You know, I was living in Chicago then, huge baseball fan, never hated the White Sox, huge White Sox consumer. And what I remember about Bobby Jenks more than anything else was that 60-foot, 3-inch curveball that, you know, was coming at your eyes as a batter, so and you were, you know, already geared up for the 100-mile-an-hour fastball. And so they started their swing, and then all of a sudden that thing dropped, and it hit before the plate, and they just looked so bad. And that was that was the Bobby Jenks that I remember. And, you know, that year, they also lost their MVP. They lost Frank, and they still won the World Series, which is incredible.
Incredible.
Okay, two more thoughts. First of all, since March, I've been telling you, the Yankees under on the 89.5 wins. I'm going to be at the stadium on Friday and Sunday. I hope the Cubs beat their brains out. And finally, you know, with the Woo King Tuck campaign, there is a down ballot issue here on the Atlantic Seaboard that I wanted to escalate here in up to headquarters.
Okay.
Michael Bush needs to be up in the order somehow. Against right-handers, he needs to be either second or third. He's got the highest weighted runs created on the team, the best WOBA, the highest slug, the second highest OBP. You know, when he gets hot, he is on fire. When Dansby Swanson started hitting a couple balls hard, they moved him all the way up to fourth. But Michael Bush still hasn't been – they haven't given him a full leash, if you know what I'm saying. They need to let Michael Bush go up. Love you, Speaks. Go Cubs. R.I.P. Bobby Jenks.
Thanks, Ben. Good stuff. Love my Sunday morning callers. Bush, the highest he gets to hit usually is six. Because they're committed to Hap leading off and Tucker 2 and Seiya 3. And then it's been PCA 4. Then he wants to have a righty in there. So it's been Dansby. Probably should be Kelly, perhaps. And then Bush at 6. If you're going to move Bush up, would you move Bush above PCA right now? The way that PCA, like, would you swap those two lefties? Because I think he's pretty committed to the righty-lefty because of all the pitching changes and the three-batter rules and trying to make sure you get good matchups multiple times later in the game. It's not about the first four innings or the five innings against the starter. It's about the matchups in the back half as much as anything. But, yeah, Bush has been absolutely terrific. What was his, the Yankees. The Yankees have lost 18 of their last 27 games. Okay. Oh, I love it. What are they? I love it. They're in second place because the Tampa Rays lost their second straight. The Yankees are three games back at Toronto. They had a seven-game lead on the 28th of May, and now they're three games back in second place. Couldn't happen to a nicer franchise.
Where are they? You said not first place, right?
No.
Oh.
Second place.
Oh. Well, they're but the Yankees, though, Speaks.
I need better. I made a bet that doesn't look great right now, but still has a shot at the beginning of the year, which was I bet on Luis Ortiz's first pitch to be a ball. No, I didn't. That's what he bet on, apparently. Did you guys see that video, by the way? See the video of Luis Ortiz's?
It's pretty damning.
Oh, my God. I'll get back to that in a second. But anyway, the Yankees, I made a bet that the Red Sox would finish with a better record than the Yankees. Now, that is a dream and a hope, always. But I thought it was a possibility this year. Red Sox have struggled. Then they traded Devers. All the kids are up. Walker Buehler appears to be broken. Lucas Giolito does not. Anyway, but they're only three games back of the Yankees right now. So let's go. Let's go. All right, back to Luis Ortiz, who's on leave for gambling from Cleveland. Folks, if you didn't see, the bets that got flagged by the electronic bet flagging system were first pitch of an inning bets, where you can bet on ball or strike or hit batsman. And he bet on ball. And he bet on ball. And his pitch was 50 feet, maybe 53 feet. It's a breaking ball that hit the ground. Way like 5 feet in front of the batter. It's like, oh yeah, that one doesn't have a chance.
He might as well like skip the ball to the plate.
underhand, throw it to the backstop. That's what it looked like. Unbelievable. Luis Ortiz, I deem you guilty without investigation. I deem you guilty. Unbelievable. All right, we'll continue to take your phone calls. Chris Burke at the top of the hour on seeing the Cubs on college baseball and on facing Bobby Jenks in the ninth inning of Game 4 of the 2005 World Series. Keep it here. It's Hit and Run.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Hit and Run with Matt Spiegel, Sunday mornings on The Score.
Did you go against the scouting report ever?
All the time. To be fair, I don't think I've listened to a single scouting report ever.
And now here you are coaching. How does that work?
Yeah.
If you're the guy who went...
I say, not as I do.
Oh, my God. That's Bobby Jenks. That's Bobby Jenks on 670 The Score with me, Matt Spiegel, and my pal Ryan McGuffey a couple years ago. Bobby, we went against the scouting report all the time. What the hell, man? Teams work hard on that stuff, you know? Sometimes the players know better or believe they know better. And now he's a coach. Do as I say, not as I do. Bobby Jenks has passed. He was only 44 years old. You can use the rewind function on the Odyssey app if you'd like and go back to segment number one, where I really got a chance to talk about him in a way that I'd been itching to. So we did that in segment one, been taking your phone calls along the way since then on all things. And we continue. This is Dan calling from his car on 670 The Score. You're on Hit and Run. Good morning, Dan.
Hey, Matt. Love the show, as always.
Yeah, we hear you. You're breaking up, though. You don't want to be a downer, but you're about to be. What do you got? Oh, Downer Dan. We've lost Downer Dan. Hopefully.
We'll retrieve him. We'll get him back.
Yeah,
we'll get him back.
Retrieve him and let him know that he's Downer Dan. This is Mark in Cicero on The Score. Mark, you're on Hit and Run. Good morning.
Hey, Matt. Listen to your show every Sunday.
Thanks,
my heart goes out to the Jenks family way too soon. And back in 1975, my dad made me bet my allowance. I was 11 years old. He took Cincinnati, and I've been a Red Sox fan ever since.
Hold on. He made you bet your allowance? What's that about?
Just to make it interesting, I guess, but that's how I became a diehard Red Sox fan. So anyways, I don't know if you remember back in 2004, Game four of the World Series in St. Louis, there was a full lunar eclipse, and the cameraman panned to it, and the announcer said, it looks like the curse of the Bambino has just been lifted.
Wow.
Anyways, my other point is, yeah, you can look that up. Anyways, my other point is Dansby Swanson batting in the fifth spot has a 195 average with runners in scoring position, and you saw what it looked like yesterday. All right, I'm done. Thanks. Love you,
Phil. Thank you, Mark. Phenomenal segue. Just phenomenal.
That's every caller. That's everyone should aspire for that, okay?
That's what I want. It's everything I want right there. Something
completely
meaningful.
Beautiful, wonderful. Oh. And then, by the way, Dansby Swanson.
Yeah,
it's
meaningful, thoughtful, and mystical. And then just immediately, let's hammer Dansby for his inability to hit with men in scoring position. Oh, it's so good. we'll get to Dan in a second. Texture said, look, I prefer Nico at the five spot for a righty. His contact ability is going to drive in runs that Dansby doesn't with all his Ks. You know what? Love that thought. Let's go. When Nico was up there with Ducks on the Pond yesterday, men on, it was second and third. And he blooped one into the outfield. And he was just so psyched. And that entire at bat, just the way that he grinds, the way that he fouls pitches off. And he had like three line drives just past the first base bag yesterday. Looking forward to talking to him on Tuesday on Spiegel and Holmes. I like the idea of Nico in the five hole. This is Dan. Downer Dan has called back to talk about the White Sox from his car. What's up, Dan?
I've been through Wisconsin with no wife, with no good reception. I apologize.
You're good.
I'll make it quick. I've heard a lot of praise about the White Sox. This is still a team offensively that's dead last in hitting and almost dead last in every offensive category. And that's something that's not going to be fixed in one offseason. The other thing is still a team that struggles defensively with base running. And they have a couple good arms in the bullpen. I'm not trying to be negative, but I don't think this rebuild is better than the last one at any point.
You're judging it.
Dan,
thanks for the call. Did we take the same call from the same guy last week? I don't know whether it was Down or Dan last week. There was another one. Here's the thing. It is like any rebuild, and I painstakingly had to explain this to people when Theo started doing the Cubs thing in 12 and 13 and 14. Don't judge the rebuild by what you see on the big league club when the rebuild is not done. You know, when the rebuild is done, then you judge it. You judge it. When the White Sox were a debacle in 22 and 23, when it was starting to fall apart, it was embarrassing. And I remember talking about how the team that you are at the end of a rebuild, you know, like, I remember going off on that. But right now, don't get lost in the day to day too much. Watch the guys that matter and focus on that. Frankly, that's something that is missed on that broadcast, on that television broadcast. Way too often, the play-by-play guy is talking about the game in a bubble, you know? This might be a win, this might be a loss, or this series in Colorado, a trap series that Will Venable called it a trap series. It is bigger than that. If you're a White Sox fan who's tuning in, you're not just watching because you hope they win a game. That's not what you're watching for. I mean, yeah, you do, but it's bigger than that. So appreciate the thoughts, Dan, but zoom out, baby. If you don't zoom out, you're going to be very unhappy for a while. This is Simon in Scottsdale. Simon, you're on Hit and Run with me, Matt Spiegel, on a Sunday morning. What do you say?
Hey, good morning. 70 years in Chicago, the last five in Scottsdale. And real quick, I miss the most LZ Fontana subs, and especially Tributosaurus.
Oh, man. That's awesome. That's awesome.
We've talked many times at your shows and love you and love those guys. Anyhow,
thanks,
I've got a third base solution for the Cubs by the name of Michael Busch with Jonathan Long playing first base. What do you think?
It's interesting because Busch does take some grounders there from time to time. You'll see that from time to time. and his guy used to play third. He's turned into a very nice first baseman, has Michael Busch. So I'm a little hesitant there. Matt Shaw is a terrific defensive third baseman these days. How about that catch he made up against the netting yesterday? And he's real good coming in on balls. Struggles a little bit seemingly going to his left. But anyway, it's an interesting thought. Jonathan Long is killing it at AAA. That's for sure. It's interesting. We'll see what they do. Matt Shaw had a nice game Thursday night. He hit the ball hard three times, including the sacrifice fly to win it. But it's awfully late to be waiting and hoping for that guy to show you a level of productivity and comfort at the big league level. I think you trade for one before you move Bush over and hope that Jonathan Long does it for you. I think you try to trade for one. That said, if and when they DFA Justin Tucker, or Justin Turner, excuse me, if and when they DFA Justin Turner, which may be happening, and if and when they DFA Vidal Bruján, which possibly could happen at some point, then maybe there still will be a spot for Jonathan Long after the deadline. It's Hit and Run with me, Matt Spiegel, here with you on 670 The Score. What's it like to face Bobby Jenks in the ninth inning of a World Series? What's it like to be a college baseball broadcaster and get a chance to drop in and do Cubs and Guardians middle of the week? We'll ask the same guy those questions. Chris Burke is next on Hit and Run.
This has been the definition of Sunday fun day.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.